Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'ad fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani r-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. As per routine, we will first listen to a kalam in Naat Sharif inshallah, and thereafter we will come back in this program. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
مدینہ ہمارا مدینہ ہمیں جانو دل سے پیارا مدینہ 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 ہمارا مدینہ ہمیں جانو دل سے پیارا مدینہ سہانا سنانا
Madina, mashallah, what a beautiful kalam, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Madina, Hamara Madina, of course it is our Madinatul Munawwara, the Madina for the Ushaqi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for those who are the lovers of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They respect Medina. They understand the virtues of Medina. And they can be anywhere in the world, but they will be restless until they not reach Madinatul Munawwara. Alhamdulillah. There are many brothers that just came from Umrah now. And when I asked them regarding the Umrah, they said, if I had to go tomorrow again, I will not go tomorrow. I will go now. Abi isi waqt. Allahu Akbar. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill the love of Madinatul Munawwara in our hearts, as we have the passion to visit many other countries in the world. Many are, you know, wishing to visit many, many countries. I never seen that scenery. I haven't seen that scenery. I haven't seen that country. But cast the tadap and the wish and desire should increase in one's heart to go to Madinatul Munawwara, Makkatul Mukarrama. Allahu Akbar. Your life will change, of course. But it all comes within ourselves. The more strong muhabba and love and connection you have to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the stronger this connection will grow and the desire to go to Madinatul Munawwara will increase inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, aaj routine se zara hat ke main ye cha raha tha ki what will be the discussion in the Jumu'ah platform. Yes. Zahir si baat hai, every day we speak about sunnat, we speak about intentions. Or mashallah, every day, over so many days and weeks, we have learned various intentions and sunnahs of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The main theme for today is basically the bayan and the lecture for the Jumu'ah platform. Allahu Akbar. Throughout the world, wherever you go to the masjid, the Imam Sahib, the Khatib Sahib will be delivering his sermon, his khutbah, his bayan, his lecture. And those lectures are very important because once a week, alhamdulillah, Muslims gather in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And humne aksar ye dekha hai ki when brothers gather, especially the youth, so there is chit chat happening at the back, there is talking, conversations happening. Sometimes the youth are busy on their mobile phones. Oh, aksar ye hota hai ki der hi se aate hain, namaz se pehle aa jate hain. Even though sometimes the schools or universities or from their homes, they do leave early enough so that they could reach it to the masjid. They could reach the masjid, perform wudu and sit with adab and respect in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and listen attentively to the lecture of the Imam Sahib. But many a times what happens is that they go wandering here and there, khelne ke liye nikal jate hain, kabhi kheton mein, kabhi dukaanon mein, kabhi yahan, kabhi wahan. And when they know, okay, 1 o'clock namaz will stand, when people will stand for namaz at 1 o'clock, that's the time, 5 minutes before that, then they will come to the masjid. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, agar aap, Allah ne aapko maa baap banaya hai, if you are a parent, in other words, so you should ask, basically question your children and ask them, are they doing this or not? If you are taking them as a father to the masjid yourself, alhamdulillah, mashallah, lekin apne paas rakhe, apne saath rakhe inko, so that you may have full vision over them, to basically guide them and to see as to what they are doing. But this is currently happening in our society. Ye to ho raha hai. This is not something which I'm assuming could be happening. It is currently happening. Agar masjid nahi aate to namazon mein aate hain, lekin pehle se unko waqt diya jata hai from the schools and universities, colleges, name it. Even if they are employed somewhere and if their boss do allow them to go. But the thing is that they come in 5 minutes before the khutbah. Or sometimes the khutbah is also missed and they just come in before salah. So this is incorrect. And the real method and the right method is that which the Quran speaks about is, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُوذِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمَعَةِ فَصَعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. So the mafhum of this verse is that, O you who believe, when the call, when the adhan is given for the Jumu'ah prayer, then haste towards the masjid, closing down whatever you are doing. So iski jo barkatein inshallah ye bhi hasil hongi, we will of course receive them, we will receive the reward and thawab for doing so. Aur aksar ye bhi dekha gaya hai ki chale masjid aa gaye, our boss, our employer had given us time to go to the masjid, he knows you're a Muslim, mashallah, you need to go to the masjid, he had given you time. Masjid mein aane ke baad, after coming in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is talking happening in the back of the masjid. Kabhi kabhi aine masjid mein, to kabhi finai masjid mein, ya kabhi wuzu khane ke andar, in the wuzu khana area which could be kharij masjid. In these places here, there is chit chat happening, talking, conversations happening, no attention whatsoever is given to the Imam Sahib who is giving the sermon and the khutbah. So this is also another, you know, a very bad trait of those who actually do it. Ye nahi hona chahiye. because sometimes the nasiha and the advice given by the khatib sahib, by the imam sahib, especially for the youth, and even though it is directed towards them, lekin unka zehen kahi aur hota hai, kabhi mobile ke andar, to kabhi doston ke sath baatein kar rahe hote, or the wuzu khana, and they just may be standing outside there and watching. So I would say this, inshallah, as leaders of the community, we all have to call people towards righteousness, and I'm doing it via the airwaves of Madani channel, inshallah. And I'm hoping that you will also do this if you have an opportunity and chance to basically correct a youngster and give him the da'wah and the invitation with politeness, with goodness, muhabbat ke saath, adab ke saath, ihtiram ke saath, you call him into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has come right there, Allahu Akbar. But the thing is that shaitan is keeping him busy outside the masjid. So you be the one to give him da'wah and invitation to come inside. Don't think that, nahi, abhi ye bachcha hai, iski umar hai khelne ke liye, abhi 16 saal hi ka to hai. 16 saal, 16, 20 years, 25 years, this is not a child anymore. Allahu Akbar, he should be listening to the khutbah and the sermon so that he could increase his knowledge. He should take the advice from the Imam Sahib. So if every musalli feels this responsibility, understands this responsibility of amrun bil ma'roof wa nahyun anil munkar, for calling people towards righteousness and forbidding them from committing evil, our society, our environment will be much more developed than it is right now in terms of education, in terms of deformation. Often this is also seen that our Islamic brothers, mashallah, they come to the masjid, and in South Africa ek alag routine hai, dusre mulkon ka alag ek routine hoga. Chale main aapse apna routine share karta hu. In South Africa, actually what happens is that, alhamdulillah, in many masajid, the Imam Sahib actually come to the masjid, and unse pehle zahir se baat hai ki deegar musalli hazrat tashreef le aate hain. Many musallis who read namaz in that masjid come to the masjid. Pehle se tayari ki jati hai. And as you know, the reward and sawab, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that there are angels that stand at the door of the masjid with pens and with silver papers, Allahu Akbar. And with those golden pens, they write down the names of those who come. The first person who came in the masjid will get the thawab and reward, equivalent of donating a camel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like the thawab that he will earn will be equivalent to that of donating a camel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who comes after that, then it goes down and goes down from a cow, then it goes to a sheep and so on, right to an egg, of donating an egg in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So musallis do come early in the masjid to earn thawab and reward. Aside from that, what happens is that after coming in the masjid, they sit, and the Imam Sahib or the Muazzin Sahib then recites Suratul Kahf, Surah Yasin Sharif, Surah Muzammil Sharif, many other surahs of the Holy Quran, and musallis then listen to the Holy Quran. Of course, reciting the Holy Quran is a great blessing dear viewers on the Sumadini channel. But unfortunately, I want to ask this question to myself and to all the viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Honestly speaking, when last which verse of the Holy Quran in Pak had brought tears to your eyes? Allah. When which verse of the Holy Quran has made your hairs on your body stand? When last have you recited the Quran with such deep meaning which made you contemplate and think about the hereafter? When last did this happen? Kab ye hua? But we all say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We also, we love the Holy Quran. When last did we read an entire surah of the Holy Quran, such as even Qul huwallahu ahad wa inna a'tayna kal-kawthar, with its meaning? When last did we recite any three ayats from the Holy Quran with its meaning and tafsir of the Holy Quran? It's the muhabbah and the love that we need to develop. You know, agar koi ye kahe ki nahi bahut mushkil hai, it's very hard for me to understand the Holy Quran, samajh mein nahi aata main kahan se samjhun, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran, wa laqad yassanna al-Qur'ana lidh-dhikri fahal min mudhakkir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran that He has made this Holy Quran easy for you, easy for us to read. Allahu Akbar. Many, many other ayat of the Holy Quran, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. But kash we understand and make the time to read the Holy Quran, understand the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in one verse, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. No doubt we sent down this Quran and we most surely are its guardians. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guardian of this Holy Quran. Even though this Quran Pak is in the hearts of millions of people throughout the world, kitne huffaz paida ho rahe hain, Allahu Akbar. in Durban at this moment, mashallah, we have over 313 students, plus minus approximately, who are becoming for Faz, only in one center of Da'awat Islami. There are so many other centers, there are so many other madaris and Darul Ulooms and Jami'at throughout the country, then throughout the world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken responsibility of protecting the Holy Quran, and it is over 1,400 years, yet the Holy Quran is still in its original text. Subhanallah, what a miracle this is, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Subhanallah, don't we want to learn this Holy Quran? What Allah Azza wa Jal's message is for us? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Love the Holy Quran. This Quran will intercede for you on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. This Holy Quran, which has 7 manzils, 114 surahs, 86 surahs which are Makki, Allahu Akbar, and 28 surahs which are Madani surahs, revealed in Madinatul Munawwara. 50 paras, 540 rukus, and 6,666 verses. The Quran. Make your children a hafiz of the Holy Quran. You become hafiz of the Holy Quran. According to some narrations, on the day of Qiyamah, you know, the parents of a hafiz of the Holy Quran, a crown will be adored on their heads, and it will be shining so much so that people will ask as to who are these people that are using such wonderful and beautiful crowns on their heads. It will be said to them that these are the parents, these are the parents of those children who made their awlad hafiz of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. Ye aise maa-baap jinhone apne bachcho ko hafiz e Quran banaya. Aage iske baad kya hoga, inshallah hum aapko iske baad bayan karenge. Pehle inshallah hum ek manqabat sunte hain. Let us listen to the manqabat of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and fauran as the manqabat is over, inshallah, we will then resume with this program, and I'm going to speak on the next half of this program, inshallah. And what is that nasiha and advice which is linked to the Holy Quran? Usko hum inshallah is manqabat ki baat sunenge. I'm going to request our directors to please give us a beautiful manqabat in the praises, in the shan of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Dastar aa rahi hai zameen par jo sar uthe kitna buland aaj farza raza tuhe raza ka urs aaya raza ka urs aaya raza ka urs aaya jalwa noor hai ke tara pa raza ka hai jalwa noor hai ke tara pa raza ka hai tasveer sundiyat hai ke chehra raza ka hai tasveer sundiyat hai ke chehra raza ka hai badi raza ki ko ge ye mala raza ka hai badi raza ki ko ge جس سمت دیکھیے وہ علاقہ رضا کا ہے
رضا کا عرس آیا رضا کا عرس آیا
الفاظ بغیر رگے گئے دلیلوں کی گار پر الفاظ بغیر رگے گئے دلیلوں کی گار پر چلتا ہوا فلم ہے کہ دھارا رضا کا ہے چلتا ہوا قلم ہے کہ دھارا رضا کا ہے
رضا کا عرس آیا رضا کا عرس آیا
اگلوں نے تو لکھا ہے بہت علم دین پر اگلوں نے تو لکھا ہے بہت علم دین پر جو کچھ اس صدی نے وہ تنہا رضا کا ہے جو کچھ اس صدی نے وہ تنہا رضا کا ہے
رضا کا عرس آیا رضا کا عرس آیا
اس دور پر فتن میں نظر خوش عقیدگی اس دور پر فتن میں نظر خوش عقیدگی سرکار کا کرم ہے وسیلہ رضا کا ہے سرکار کا کرم ہے وسیلہ رضا کا ہے
رضا کا عرف آیا رضا کا عرف آیا
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we received a message from a brother who is our Haji Riyaz Bhai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Our brother from the UK, he had basically just mentioned that his father, the doctors have just diagnosed that his father has cancer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant his father speedy recovery. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him cure from this illness and sickness. Hum dua bhi karenge inshallah, aur hum digar islami bhaiyo se bhi darkhast karte hain ki sab dua kare. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you. Aisa hai ki inshallah you can basically we have already alerted the zamadaran of Tawizat department of Da'wat Islami. And inshallah azawajal, ye muhabbat ka sila hai, natija hai ki wherever you are in the world, alhamdulillah, immediately our Tawizat department will be active and they are already told to contact you inshallah. They will contact you, brother, and they will assist you in your in this issue and problem. And of course the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has lots of power. So aap dua bhi kare, dawa bhi kare, dono saath mein kare, and inshallah azawajal, you will see shifa, you will see cure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your sabr and patience, and just keep on making dua, because the dua is a weapon of a believer inshallah. It is a weapon for a believer. Keep on supplicating and making dua. Many other messages have also come through regarding shifa. Kuch digar islami bhai bhi bimar hai is waqt, unke liye bhi hum dua karte hain, we make dua. And I'm sure the viewers and listeners of any channel will say ameen to this dua, that whoever, all the Muslim ummah of the Holy Rasulullah is suffering globally, may we overcome our calamities and problems and sicknesses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant easiness to the Ashiqani Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam globally inshallah. Dear viewers and listeners of any channel, you know, ye hota hai ki look, alhamdulillah, we all have been given parents, alhamdulillah. That is why we came in this world, through our parents. And if your parent is living, whether one or two, both of them, this is your khush nasibi, this is your khush kismati, Allahu Akbar. This is your good luck. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept your parents alive. And because there are blessings in your life due to them. Many a times we don't know, hamari zindagi mein kya rukawate aane wali hai, ya aa chuki hai, ya ho rahi hoti. But those calamities and problems are washed away, moved away. انہیں ہٹا دیا جاتا ہے. ہم سوچتے ہیں ہماری عقل مندی کی وجہ سے ہوتا ہے, ہم یہ سوچ رہے ہوتے ہیں کہ ہماری ہوشیاری کی وجہ سے ہو رہا ہے. We think because of our عقل مندی, because of our intelligence and our hard work, I overcame that calamity and I overcame that tribulation and trials and problems. But sometimes we don't ever think that actually what goodness we have in our lives today is because of our mothers and fathers. Yes, because they supplicate for you and I, they make dua for you and I. Allah Azza wa Jalla showers mercy upon that person whose parents make dua for him. So if your mother and father are making dua for you, you think it's because of your own initiative and hard work, perhaps it could not be that. It could be the opposite way around, whereas Allah is accepting your duas because your mother is making dua on your behalf. In different ahadith, the mother had been referred as to your Jannah being under her feet. Your paradise is under the feet of your mother. Allahu Akbar. So if mother is the paradise and the father is the door to the Jannah, and if both have been neglected, how would you enter Jannah? How would we enter Jannah? So control the zaban, control the tongue when you speak to them. The Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرْ أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us not to worship anyone except Him. And the command has been given to us to respect, to show love and reverence to our parents, to show respect to them. If either one had become old or both have turned or reached old age, the Quran says, treat them with love and muhabba. Lower the wings of mercy toward them. We should seek forgiveness from them. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us the opportunity to look after them. Look at mashallah, our one Islamic brother who has sent this message. Ye kitne khush naseeb hai that he has been given this chance and opportunity to look after his father who is sick or who is diagnosed with cancer. This is your chance to earn your Jannah in terms of doing good for them, and then have hope upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this ummeed that Allah will forgive our sins. Whenever we think that we are doing enough, we are paying the lights and water as children, we are working now, hum khana bhi la rahe hain ghar mein, bijli ka bhi paisa de rahe hain, pani ka bhi de rahe hain, soda saman ka bhi de rahe hain, I'm look aftering them, I've got a maid to look after them. After doing all of that, we show attitude to them. In any way, whether it is blowing your eyes, cheeks, swearing, shouting, jumping, screaming at them, showing them that you have more power than them over and again, proving them wrong all the time, then there's no use of you doing that other khidmah. Because then you have made them naraz, you have made them upset. And if Allah Azza wa Jalla becomes naraz with you, then your dunya and your akhirat, dono will become barbad. Both would be destroyed. Both will be vanished and destroyed totally. Our a'mal, our good deeds, a'mal saliha, will be ruined. There are parents out there who are old, who are very old, and they believe that I had made my son a doctor with my heart sweat money. Apne peso se maine apne bachcho ko padhaya, likhwaya. I made him an adult by, you know, look aftering him, taking care of him in the middle of the night, waking up, feeding him. I never fulfilled my dreams, but rather I fulfilled the dreams of my children. Aise maa baap pade hue hain, and they are in this hope that today my son will come and take me after 4 years. 4 years, the children dumped them in the old age home. True, it's happening out there. And you'll be shocked to know that many of them had made their children professionals, big degrees they have got. Alhamdulillah, one good thing I had seen that. In the old age, aaj tak mujhe to aisa koi maa-baap to nahi mila hai, zayif gharane mein ya old age home mein jisko kahein, jinhonne apne bachche ko hafiz ya alim banaya ho, aur unke bachcho ne apne maa-baap ko waha rakha hua ho. No. All the parents I have met this far had either given their children the dunyavi taalim, but nothing related to the deen. Agar deen ki taalim diye hote to wahan tak pahunche nahi hote. To dear viewers and listeners of the channel, make sincere tawbah. And tawbah, repentance is the condition for anything in this world. If you want to become a better person, first leave the bad. First make intention to abstain from that which is wrong, which is haram, which is guna. And if you have done that, why I'm saying this, why I have actually chosen this topic is because it is current, it is relevant. It is something which is happening in our society. I have seen youngsters crying at the Qabristan, at the graveyard, crying. We cry after they die. We cry after they have left us, but we don't value them whilst they are alive. Jab tak wo saanse le rahe hain, to unki koi value nahi hai. Hum jab chahe khana dewe, jab chahe unko mare, unko galiyan dete, astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. So much of wrongs we do to them. The way we treat them, we embarrass them publicly at times, we shout at them, we hit them. There are stories and cases, not purane zamane ke baat nahi kar raha hu, current ki baat kar raha hu. Currently it's happening where even children are beating their parents with sticks or with their hands, unko zaleel kar rahe hain, ghar ke bahar phek dete hain. Astaghfirullah. And then when they leave this world, then we cry, we shed tears. And then we ask everybody to make dua for me, missing my mother, missing my father. Then we recite tahniyat and manaqib in the shan regarding missing them. Whereas we never treasured them when they were alive. So we should follow the hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, none of you should verbally abuse the father at all, or your parents. Somebody asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, koi apne maa-baap ko gaali kaise de sakta hai? How can a person sway his parents? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, it is possible. If you sway the parents of other people, so they will sway your parents in return. Knowing that they will sway your parents, why do you have to sway their parents? So by you swaying the parents, is actually you swaying your own parent, because you made that person sway your parents. Allah. Look at the depth of this hadith. So wherever you in a conversation, in a fight, where we should not be actually, but if you are in such a situation, control the anger and do not swear somebody else's parents, because he in turn will tell the same to you about your parents, which will then make your blood boil and then it will turn into a fight. But besides the fighting part, you actually swore your own parents because you are the one that commenced and started to that. So this is also inshallah a nasiha and advice that we should protect our tongues, protect our zaban from all these types of calamities and problems inshallah, whereas we become better people, we repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we make sincere tawbah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and tawfiq to become better Muslims, to become much more pious inshallah. And of course, dear viewers on this Madani channel, how can we forget the sacrifice of the pious predecessors who had, you know, done so much to give us the understanding, for us to learn, for us to actually practice upon the sunnahs of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These examples are there, sacrifices have been made. And if I'm just speaking about, you know, loving one's parents, it's just not lip service. I actually mean this from my heart. You know, the ulama ikram have mentioned that if you have lost your parents, if you have never treasured them here, then you are in big danger. You are in a big danger. So what is the next way you can make your parents happy is that you need to send abundance of isali sawab for them. Jitna aap isali sawab unko denge, padhenge unke naam pe, Suratul Fatiha, Qul Sharif, Yasin Sharif, Quran Pak, and the more reward you will donate to them, perhaps inshallah, by you over and again, sending them isali sawab, not once a year. No, not only when the date of the mayyat comes. No, try and do it after maybe every salah, after once a day, twice a day, thrice a day. Do it many times in a day or in a week inshallah, in a month perhaps. And by you over and again sending them isali sawab, what will happen? Their ruh and their soul will become happy. Dear viewers on this Madani channel, if that can be done, also another thing is that a person should go to the Qabristan, visit them often at the graveyard, and then make dua for them. And aside from that, there are many various ways, Sadqa-i-Jariyah is also another way, whereas you can build something on the name, Khuddamul Masajid, which is a department of Da'wat Islami, whereas masajid are being built globally, donate on their names, inshallah, donate on their names, on the name of your loved ones. And you will see the blessings of this in this world and the hereafter. The sawab will continuously be going into their account, and they will earn reward in sawab of that. Donate a madrasa, a masjid, you know, donate funding for the good causes on the name of the loved ones, and the sawab and reward will go for them. They have done so much for you as parents. It's your turn now to give back what they have done for you. So the best thing that you could do is to send them continuous sawab for whatever good they have done to you, inshallah. And there is no bigger favor than this, that they have brought you up, grown you up. If I was 3 years or 4 years old, and as I'm saying today, you know, as aajkal ke bachche kehte hain, I want to be independent, I want to be alone, leave me alone. 21 saal ya 18 saal ya 16 saal ke jab ho jate hain, to is tarah ke alfaz kehte hain. When they are 16 years old, we have seen children who are 13 and 14 years old saying that, leave me alone, it's my life, I want to handle it the way I want to handle it. Agar wahi bachche ko maa baap 3 saal ke umar mein chhod diye hote, you handle your life the way you wish to handle it. So that child would have never seen 15 years old to say what he actually said. So they have taken all the hardships in the olden days, in the harder times when things were much more difficult, technology was not so advanced, but they have endured a hardship to grow you and to make you who you are today. Khuda ki qasam, Allah ki waste, repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love them, treasure them, be obedient towards them, be affectionate towards them, show muhabba and reverence towards them. And the more kind and loving and merciful you will be towards them, Allah will shower His mercy upon you as well. Your work which is being incompleted will become complete. Those tasks which you cannot accomplish in a long time will be accomplishable in a short span of time because of their du'as, because of their wishes, because of their supplications, because of you making them happy. So don't just let your father work all his life. Give him a resting time as well. If Allah has given you, if you have the ability and tawfiq, so as He done for you when you were small, you do for Him now when it's His turn, inshallah. Give some salary in His hand from your money. Buy some groceries for Him if you have the money to do so. If he's old and he cannot work anymore, if he is working but you don't know how he's making ends work, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you the opportunity and chance. Take this chance now, dear viewers on the Madani channel. Abhi chance, abhi moqa hai. Don't say that, no, my father is abhi jawan. Abhi to sab 70 saal ki hai, abhi bhi jawan hai, mashallah, kaam pe jaate hai. Don't say these things here. But rather, if you have more than him, then you should be the one removing the burden from his shoulders and say, Dad, don't worry, I will cover this for you. Father, don't worry, I will cover that for you. I will cover your lights and water as I'm doing for my own house, I will do for your house as well. Do this. Because what comes around, goes around. This was the nasiha and advice regarding the love and concern for one's parents, regarding the love and concern for the Holy Quran, which we spoke in the first half of this program. And since we have come to the end of our program for today, inshallah, remember your pious du'as and do not forget the missionary statement of Da'awat-e Islami, as we always remind us and others that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the whole world, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance.